Rob, thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm really pleased to be with you, Ruby.
As am I. Now, I know enough to kind of understand what's going on, but would you be able to kind of explain what shorting is in the stock market and how it's kind of led to, from one thing to another, multiple stock trading services such as Robinhood blocking their services from use?
Yeah, so shorting is a legitimate way of investing for large financial management companies. And essentially, how it works is that a company, let's say that you've got an investor that thinks a company is going to drop in share price. What it does is borrows some shares from somebody, sells those shares at the price today, and hopes that the stock will drop, and then it will buy back the shares at a lower price in the future, give them back to the person that they borrowed it from, and pocket the savings. Now, in Australia, the people who lend most shares tend to be the big super funds. Almost all of them have a thing on their website explaining why and how they do it. They charge an amount of money, and essentially, if there's no risk for the shares because the person who borrows them has to give them back, and they only lend them to people who they think are sound enough to give them back. Now, GameStop's a bit different because it's not just a short, it's a short squeeze. In this case, because there's a couple of hedge funds said, we're going short on, well, actually, a retail game software games business, which hasn't properly gone online and therefore doesn't look terribly solid, we think it's going to, share price is going to drop. And a group of young investors using a Reddit subgroup and a free trading platform called Robinhood bet the other way. And when I say bet, they really did just bet. The Reddit group is Wall Street Bets. So what they did was force the price up, and that short squeezed the two hedge funds because suddenly they borrowed the shares. They couldn't buy back those shares at a lower price, and the price kept going up. So their only way to repay the shares that they'd borrowed was to buy them at a higher price and take, in one case, a $1.5 billion US dollar loss.
Well, it's quite an incredible feat because, like, these people simply, they just got together on a Reddit thread and, like, made it happen. I mean, like, there's power in numbers, but of course, like, this is supposed to be the free market. So why is there so much controversy about a bunch of people on Reddit taking interests in these stocks?
Well, generally, you find that most of the things that are supposed to, inverted commas, protect the market are designed assuming that people don't get together that way. So actually, if you did get together, either you run the risk of engaging in cartel conduct if you're a big group of financiers, or you run the risk of being accused of market manipulation if you're telling other people we'll do this together. And so you wouldn't want the big super funds or the big money management funds being able to do that. And there are rules against it. But there's no rules against people who are literally spending a few hundred dollars on shares from getting together on a thread and deciding that they will do the, take this course of action. And it's made worse by the fact that they weren't actually even buying shares in GameStop. They were buying what are called call options. So they pay a smaller amount of money to buy the option to buy at a higher price in the future. And the people who write those options, when it gets close to, oh, well, they really can exercise that option and I need to be able to provide those shares, also then bought the shares as well, so that you had a vicious circle of a few individuals, well, a few thousand individuals buying relatively small orders, which meant that the people on call options, which meant the people who wrote the call options had to buy the physical stock, which drove the stock price higher, which meant that the people who were making money then either doubled their bets or halved their bets, that is, took a profit and then did the same thing again, forcing the stock price higher. It's all very smart stuff, but it's based on Robinhood, which doesn't charge you any brokerage fees. So it would be pretty hard to do in Australia because you can't get free trading in Australia.
Well, that's the thing. So have there ever kind of been any situations like this in Australia? So you mentioned that super funds are the ones who kind of mainly lend shares for shorting over here. Would you be able to elaborate on it a bit?
Yeah, so basically, if I'm a super fund, I will be prepared to lend shares to well-established money market funds and hedge funds, and I charge them for those shares. So let's say I'm a big Australian super fund and I hold a lot of shares in Telstra, because Telstra's in the top 20 companies. I might lend those shares to a hedge fund, which not only I know will pay me back or give me back the shares at some point in the future, but I'll charge them for borrowing the shares as well. And because I'm a super fund, I have to keep a balanced portfolio. If Telstra shares drop by 5%, well, they drop by 5%. I'm actually in it for the long run. I'm after the dividends. And over time, I expect Telstra shares to maintain their weight in the market. So I don't mind lending them out. My members all have those shares still because they're only lent to somebody. And if they go down and are returned, well, they would have gone down even if I hadn't made a little bit of money from lending them. So the practice of lending shares by super funds is basically a good way for members to make a little bit more money than they would have otherwise.
Right, very interesting. Well, Rob, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. You've made this whole situation and probably a lot easier to understand for many people.
All right. Thanks, Ruby.
My pleasure.